Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. That's all right, because we're live, and good morning, everybody, to this Monday morning. It is the 11th of January, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Hi, this is Linda Bott and Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Today, the 11th, at 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Sue's running around here. Doing things, fixing things.
Well, we have this thing called the Arrakis. Yeah, and the Arrakis
needs to be reset.
Yeah, it's something. It
so resets itself.
We're going live without going through this program thing, so that's where we're like, hi. Hey, let me tell you about the weather. Patchy frost and mostly sunny with a high near 59 today. Overnight lows of 43. And if you're thinking of overnight lows, that's what it is right now when you walk outside. It's 43. Tuesday, rain with a high of 52 and overnight lows of 47. Now, I'm just going to say to everybody, just when it says rain or chance of rain, pull in your cardboard boxes. We did a major cleanup this weekend with filling the back of the truck, and Carl bought these two huge racks that we can finally pull out bins, you know, Christmas bins and other kind of bins. And they were two huge cardboard boxes that unfortunately did get wet because they were out in the rain. So if you have anything out, just know that the forecast calls for 80% chance of rain on Tuesday as well as Tuesday night. Wednesday, more rain with a 57, and then Thursday calls for partly sunny with a high of 68. Friday, clear, mostly sunny, and as we progress to the weekend, and of course this is always subject to change because it is the weather, Saturday sunny, 68, and Sunday, sunny near 67. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay.
Do you feel accomplished?
Do I feel accomplished? I've felt accomplished for many years.
I mean, do you feel that you...
Do I feel like accomplished something
that you
weekend?
Had an accomplishment? Should I just restate
yes.
that question?
Yes, I did. You know, The daunting task of fitting all the different parts together without any tools. It's kind of like a child would do with Legos. And you know what? I love Legos.
No screws,
no drills. No screws, no drills, nothing.
Couldn't even use your brand new drill.
No, but I did. I drilled in the I drilled a screw in to hold the gate shut.
Okay.
And I was proud of myself. It only took me like 10 minutes, where it would have taken you minute and a half, but the putting together the shelves, and they hold like 8,000 pounds. We could put elephants on them.
So I have a quick question for
it's
you.
It's a little bit of overkill. A
couple things I want to go over, if you don't mind, this morning. I want to ask you a question because you stated in your Facebook, I think it was either Thursday or Friday, that you were taking
a sabbatical,
a month off.
I didn't say a month.
Oh,
but at least a month. It may be longer.
Okay, well, you told me.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I didn't know that. I didn't read your Facebook post.
I'm just taking a sabbatical from Facebook, and it's going to be at least a month.
Now, how was it this weekend? Did you still are looking at Facebook. You're just not going
to
comment.
What I do is I look to, you know, it's got those things that people have made comments concerning mm-hmm. things. I'll look at those. And the thing that I kind of miss, if anything, is seeing people I like. They're having birthdays and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but you know what? I'm not going to type anything on it. And then you see really stupid comments by people like Armando and other people that you want to make a comment on, because what they said is just absolutely false. Anybody with common sense would know that. It's not just him; it's other people. And I don't, because you've got to just wean yourself off. And so what I'm doing is I'm not going to be on Facebook except for our show.
Right.
And then I'll put on who's going to be on our show and all that, you know, so people can see on that.
I'm curious because I know there's a lot of listeners, and if anything, now people are so frustrated and they want to engage or they want to espouse.
I'm censoring myself.
Is it because it doesn't make you feel good? Is it part of the clean out? Is it part of the New Year's resolution?
I think it's part of that. I think it's part of finding, you know, let's go back to what's important in life here. Facebook's not that important. I'm sorry. It's just not. Censorship of Facebook and Twitter and Google, that's really important. But me being on Facebook when I see things from people that I know. And I think to myself, you know, that's really kind of really harsh talking about people you don't know.
So when they censored Trump, I heard you asking earlier.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I think once you censor somebody, once the big three, Facebook,
Twitter,
and I think, you know, it was another platform for mm-hmm. censoring. I think then what you've done is, I think the oafs and the clowns that took over the Capitol gave them the opportunity to drop the hammer. They were going to do it. They just needed an opportunity, and he had not given them one. And he still, in my opinion, still didn't give them one. The fact is the danger of three unelected, enormously rich people, who are insulated, to using platforms that have become de facto news platforms, be it the news is wrong or mm-hmm. whatever, but platforms of this size worldwide mm-hmm. with no oversight. There is no oversight. They can do anything they want. Now, Trump puts out Twitters that I think, well, that's abhorrent. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. he puts out these attacks, and I thought, mm-hmm. that's just mean, nasty. But to take him off because, as it said, people might read something and interpret it. My God, that means anything anybody says. So what we've done is, if the stands, and the ACLU is against this, by the way, him being taken off this. They're saying you're setting a precedent then that you can take off anybody you want with no repercussions. And there lies the danger. There lies the danger to do something like that, because they can then silence millions of voices.
Which is a great segue into something that I want to go over with you, but we don't have enough time, so when we come back from the break, please let me go into reading the small article into where we may think that we're going in these next 4 years into a slippery slope. But, and it's an article that came out. It's out of Breitbart. But I wanted to discuss that with you. And by the way, all weekend we moved our, like I said, we spent in my girlfriend, is this years and years of accumulation. So we're talking the attic, we don't have a garage. So we've got like little places here and here that things have just kind of shoved. And I know a lot of people did this in COVID, and, for many people, we're still in COVID. So, but anyway, it just felt really good to, you know, organize. We're donating some things. Actually, the senior center in Anderson, of course, you know, Trish's great love, and, they're taking, donations as well. So.
Do not go to Goodwill. If you've got anything that has anything to do with Christmas, you'll stand in line there like I did happily because, you know, with the truckload of things that work, all the lights, mm-hmm. LED lights, everything, they've all worked, but they've been superseded with other LED lights. So, and he says, "I'm sorry, sir." He said, and I mean, they were really nice, but we're not taking Christmas stuff. I said, "Until," he says, "next Christmas." He says, "But that's a nice tree. Probably bring that back in October because then people will be looking for it." And I go, "Okay.
Once it's in the truck, it's gone. There's not bringing it back."
Yeah. There's nothing gone.
But my point is that, you know, moving and lifting and schlepping big time, it feels really good to get a good night's sleep. And something I so much look forward to is being able to know that I get a good night's rest. And we have individual settings, and I get to change mine out all the time, which I like because it's a feeling of independence, even though that you're sleeping next to your loved one or if you're by yourself, you can do that with your sleep number bed and your sleep number setting. And last night, my sleep number setting was at 45.
And my sleep number setting was 50 because I felt a little more urge for comfort in there.
Oh, okay.
In my bed.
Yeah, after watching so much football, it was important.
Okay, I did it. Hey, how would you like to start off a football game for going into the championship? Well, I'm not finished yet. And the... And the first thing that happens, the center hikes the ball over a 6 foot, 4 inch quarterback head, and then the other team scores. Okay.
That.
Just let me say, that was the hoax.
Just,
that was the Cleveland Browns Pittsburgh Steelers game. Okay. Now, going back to your bet, you know what, that you should write down goals. 42% of goals more likely be achieved when they're jotted down on paper. And it's about sleep. And it helps you stay healthy, keeps your mind alert. And right now, make quality sleep your New Year's resolution. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Plus special financing. That ends today. Only at Sleep Number stores or on sleepnumber.com. And, of course, our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We don't smoke marijuana.
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah. They never, Merle Haggard never let the devil weed touch his lips.
What is life if you don't have, like, you know, I mean, not everybody can be, you know, when you went to school, didn't you have, they used to call them the stoners.
The stoners,
they called them
jocks.
Yeah, and you had the bad boys, and, you know, you had the, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know, that's life. I don't know, you grew up with that. All right, so I just want to share with you that, well, first of all, let's do a shout out to our sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course. They have been in the nation's 50th top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, and is a fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Okay, so opening up the negativity blast, if you want to call it that. I talk about this with my friends and anybody I know. When you open up all the different news feeds to say, okay, now what's happening? Carl, I had to do this morning. I had to go here with you. Because the headline says, 13 Charles Bronson movies to watch before the left bans them. Now let me go.
Okay. We don't need all 13, but how about
violence, masculinity, rugged, individualism, sex, nudity, fun. Yeah, you might want to watch these Bronson movies before the fascist left bans them as something that makes me feel unsafe. I don't know, folks. I just want to give you a little bit about this guy. He was born Charles Baczynski in 1921, 11 of 15 children. At age 10, his father died, and he went to work eventually in the coal mines, where he would stay until entering the Air Force in 1943. During World War II, Bronson would fly 25 missions over the South Pacific and win the Purple Heart.
You don't win the Purple Heart.
Well, that's what this article says.
All
right, that's from Bravery,
you're
right?
Awarded. That's from being wounded.
After the war, his interest in acting drove him to New York, where he roomed with Jack Klugman, and then to Hollywood, where starting in 1951, he almost immediately began picking up steady work in the movies. So he was about 30 years old when he actually was on screen, and then he married, of course, Jill Ireland, and he was in Magnificent Seven. It was he was 50 when he started making these films.
Well,
Which would be the 13 they're talking about that has to do with getting even.
Well, yeah.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah, those are like, okay, I just forgot the name of it, but it's
Death Wish.
Death Wish.
Chato's Land. They got
Chato's
Land. The Mechanic.
Now, Chato's Land
Chino.
Was really a good Western.
The Stone Killer, Mr. Majewski, Death Wish 1 through 5.
Yep.
And, gosh, the list goes on.
Hard Times, if you've never seen Hard Times, try and find it someplace. It's a story set in a depression, and James Coburn's in it, Charles Bronson. There's several really good acts, Rother Martin's in it. And he plays a kind of like a fighter, you know, not a boxer, but a fighter that when they were having, you know, bare-knuckle fights. And it's really quite a good movie. Yeah,
it says a Charles Bronson movie for people who don't like Charles Bronson movies.
Is
that
what?
Would be Hard Times.
Hard Times. It's low-key on his part. And James Coburn, though, is just outstanding in it. But talking about that, you know, watch him while you can. There's a rocker called Ariel Pink. Now, of course, I've never heard of him. Mm. But Ariel Pink went to the rally. He didn't go inside the Capitol building or anything. He was just at the rally, and his record label dropped him. There are cops that were at the rally that did not go into the Capitol building, that were just there. They've been suspended from duty until they can investigate to make sure that they've got the right mindset. This is the danger here. Now, there's more. The ACLU came out and said that there's danger here, my friends. You know, we think, you know, we are not one of Donald Trump is not one of our favorite people. In fact, we don't like him. We don't like what he stands, blah, blah, blah. But when you start doing this, it sets a precedent that is absolutely scary. Because, again, we go into three people. They are not elected. They're billionaires many times over. And then what Google did and what Apple did, I'm sorry, what Amazon has done, it suspended Parler's web hosting. They were hosting Parler.
Yes, I saw that.
And they said
yes.
They will suspend their in fact, they're off the air right now. Facebook and Twitter are purging conservative voices. Now, Apple and Google are targeting an alternative app dedicated to free speech. So, Apple and Google have removed the social networking Parler from the company's app stores, preventing countless conservatives or others, it's not just conservatives, but others, from finding an alternative to Facebook and Twitter. Now, I will admit proudly, I've never been on Twitter. I'm not a member of Twitter. Proudly, I will say this. But now, Parler was listed as the number one iPhone app as millions of the president's followers and more search for a friendlier alternative to Twitter and Facebook. And despite Parler's popularity in the App Store, Apple said it banned the app on Saturday. We have always supported diverse points of view being represented on the app. Yeah, like rioting if you're in Portland, Planned Parenthood, everything you can possibly think of. BLM, everything. Alternative, you know, of diverse points of view. But there's no place on our platform for threats of violence and illegal activity. Parler has not taken adequate measures to address the proliferation of the threats to people's safety. Now, let me say something about that. Those police, or those people that died, I don't know what happened to policemen. I read some places somebody hit him with a fire extinguisher, and that person should be charged with murder. Those people that trespassed into the Capitol buildings, and they are, by the way, the big companies are using facial recognition, mm-hmm. you know, which they didn't do, of course, in other places that had riots and people went into federal buildings. But
you mean like in Portland?
Like in Portland, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay. But so they're finding them and they're arresting them. I mean, the guy that was sitting behind Pelosi's desk with his feet on her desk got arrested. Yeah. Well, you know what? You broke the law.
Yeah.
And so, you know, are you going to go to jail? Probably not. The woman that was shot there and killed, I've heard is that the speaker was behind in that room. So, but there were also five other cops and five cops behind her. From, again, you know, you read these things and you're just not sure it's true because it's on a social media platform. That one's going to be investigated. But the bottom line is this. Of the 100,000 people that were there, I would say probably 900,000, 990,000, 995,000 people. Or I'm sorry, that's a million. Or 900,000 did not enter the Capitol building. So why they're being quoted, outed? We have some people here in town. And Trish Harris has been proudly said that she was there. I'd like to get Trish on the phone. I've got somebody else that was there that we're going to have on the phone. And you know what he told me was, I'm not sure. He says, I don't want to be fired. And see, is this what's going to happen? Because you demonstrated your political, your constitutional rights to go someplace, and now you're being fired, you're being suspended while they check it. You know, these are, you know, they haven't put things on there like, let's destroy the Capitol, let's do this. No. And the last thing I'll say on this, when you trespass and you go into something like this illegally, you should be punished. But the ones that I saw, and I didn't see all the frenzy. I was looking for riots that night, and there were none. There were no riots that night when it got dark, and the city had a curfew. There were no riots. There were no houses. There were no businesses burning. There was none of this. And people say, well, it was Antifa. No, it wasn't totally Antifa. There might have been Antifa in there. There might have been anarchists in there, but it wasn't just them. There were people that went through and said, oh, this is a good idea. And they were taking selfies of them, you know, selfies and walking through. So before that, people that are just exercising their constitutional right to gather get punished for this. That is absolutely wrong. You know, we're going to take a quick break, and then Joe Rodola from the Small Business Administration is going to join us because We have they've come out with grants, and I've filled the paperwork out. I did exactly like they said, and I'm getting things back that make no sense to me, and I'm going to ask Joe about it and how to do something like
that. And for many businesses and people who are wondering about the new PP and all that other stuff, we have our expert in the house this morning, and you may want to make some calls at 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages with Joe Rodola. This portion of the show has been brought to you by...
Already Electric Utility has... rebates available now that can help you purchase an electric car, offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. 7:31 in the morning. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Celebrate the new year if you haven't already. Maybe a present for your loved one, or maybe just get something for yourself. They've got a huge selection of jewelry that ranges from estate jewelry to Native American to stuff jewelry that they design and build themselves. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry, and great prices there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Joe Rodola, business advisor for the Northern California Small Business Development Center. Yeah, I got it here. I'll give you his cell phone so you can call it. No. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Last time we went through this, you came on several times, last April or May?
Yes.
Something like this, when the PPPs were coming out. Now there's business grants coming out. All these things are coming out right now.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about the PPP? That's the Payroll Protection Plan.
Yeah,
payroll. Which helped and saved so many of us last time.
Exactly. Right after Christmas, the president signed in the new latest version of CARES Act funding to authorize a new go-round of payroll protection PPP loans. We have not been privy to exactly who will be accepting the applications, when will be shortly. We're hoping before the end of January, but we have not had a lot of information come out of the Treasury as of yet as to exactly when this is going to happen. Not all banks will be accepting these loan applications, which I think, in my opinion, is a good idea. Mostly local, smaller banks that have that ability to control their levels of amounts of loans accepted, they'll be doing it. So my guess is our local banks will be involved heavily in the new round. If you did not get the PPP the first time, of course, you can go ahead and get it this new round. If you had it before, there are certain rules and regulations that have to be followed to get the new round, a second go-round. And, of course, we can help with assisting in getting your PPP originally forgiven from last year. We're still doing that as well.
Now, from what I understand, from what I've read, is that on the PPP, the first time you could just apply for it. Now they're put limits on it. You know, that you've got to have lost 25% in any one of those quarters,
right,
to even be able to apply for it.
Correct.
So this means, my friends, that if your company worked extremely hard, yeoman hours, busting their butts, and lost 20% last, you know, during this time period. Not 25, 23%, 24%. You don't get the PPP. You're not even eligible for it.
Right. What they're trying to do, in my opinion, and they obviously when we talked last year, we spent an unfortunate amount of time questioning what a small business was. As you remember, we had severe issues with places like the Los Angeles Lakers getting so many millions of dollars because they were still considered a small business.
Because they had less than 500 employees.
Exactly.
That's right.
So now what they're doing, even this grant, the California Relief Grant out of the governor's office here in California, they're really putting restrictions to ensure that, like in the grants process, if you made $2.5 million in sales in 19 or more, sorry, you cannot get this money.
Okay.
They're wanting the smaller businesses, the businesses that have been most heavily affected, to gain access to this new go-round of funds. The California Relief Grant was specifically designed, and it was said in their information that this is really made for restaurants, hairdressers, nail salons, gyms, spas, bars, the places that have been closed the most, with the smallest amount of employees that have had the greatest loss of revenue. So that was the decisions they made this go-round, was to ensure that we don't have another guy getting a Lamborghini off of his PPP loan.
Right.
So,
which happened.
Which happened.
Now, but then I filled all of this out. I made sure I had all the stuff. It told me the other day that it had been uploaded, and then it sent me an email saying two of them were pending. I don't know why, because it doesn't explain why they're pending. And then it dropped the amount because, you know, if you make a certain amount, you rate this much money.
Correct.
And if you don't make that amount, you don't rate that money. Well, they dropped the amount. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
you know,
and I wished I could tell you. I really do. Lendestry, who won the ability from the state to process these loans, is who's running the show. And they've been given the parameters, as you mentioned. If you made $1,000 to $100,000 in the year 2019 in gross revenue, you qualified for the $5,000. $100,000 to $1 million, $15,000. And $1 million to $2.5 million, the maximum $25,000. And those were the three groups that you could qualify under. So if there's a question there, unfortunately, we have no access and cannot help at the SBDC because of our indirect ties with Lendestry. But they finally gave us last week their 888 number, which is 888-612-4370. Expect long waits. This application with the extension ends at midnight Pacific time on the 13th. So what do we have, about 2.5 days left?
Yeah.
About 2.5 days to get this done. There is a rumor that if there's an issue, they may extend that 13th date again, but we have not been clarified on that. SBDC has an 11 o'clock webinar, free of charge, just for this California relief grant. So if you go to norcalsbdc.org, you can sign up for free for that webinar. And Friday, they had Lendestry on the call, which I thought was a smart move. Let's bring them in, right, so they can answer questions that we can't. So, again, 11 o'clock this morning, they'll do it again.
Okay, now, see, my question is, and I think this is what other people's questions might be, is when I log in, and I was, by the way, I was mistaken. They were using an example that I thought was for me, but it wasn't. It was just an example. It said that my grant application, it says pending document reload. It says this message will show even if all updated items are complete, because then you go into update documents and bank info. And, my friends, this isn't that hard. It really isn't. But you need your 2019. Or is it 2020?
No,
2019.
Right.
You need your tax returns. You need something that shows that you were in business.
Correct.
And then, when I go into upload documents, it shows that everything is completed. So now they're just kind of on a roll on this. So
right.
We'll see what happens with it.
Another important
piece
of this was...
It really wasn't that hard to do. You just had to get your documents together. And, you have to give them proof of who you are.
Correct.
And which is, excuse me, so I gave them my passport card, a copy of my passport card. And so, I mean, I don't need to show that when I vote, but I... For this, and I've got no problem with that either, because of all the fraud that the state of California allowed in the last, not allowed, but happened, including prisoners getting the PPP that were in San Quentin.
Yeah, when they said that that Feinstein received unemployment because someone used her name in EDD's program to get unemployment. They wanted to eliminate the possibility
that
Joe Rodola was applying that you could prove
Joe Rodola. And you know what?
So that was why.
And if you don't want the grant, you don't want them to have your information that they already have, then don't apply. Anyway.
Exactly.
We're here with Joe Rodola.
The good part about this, too, is that obviously you don't have to pay this back.
Yeah, this is a grant. This is just a grant. Okay. We're here with Joe Rodola, who is the business advisor for the Northern California Small Business Development Center. And we're going to take a quick break. And another small business here is Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that's been doing this for well over 20 years. And Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. He knows what he's talking about. And that little bitty chip in your windshield, once it gets cold and it gets some water in there, it will expand. And when it expands, it can crack. And when it cracks, your safety of you and your family are probably at risk. He can fix that chip so you'll never see it again, or he can fix cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. And give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. 7:45 in the morning, and we'll be right back with Joe Radola.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th.
15,000 up for grabs.
February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
I'm ready. Yamaha ski boat.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. WinRiver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoEngineeringWatch.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
And it's currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Patchy frost and mostly sunny today with our highs near, with our high near 59. And then, as we progress through the week, chance of rain tonight, again tomorrow and Wednesday. So be looking out there right now as we look outside of the KCNR studios on 2 Market Street. We have a beautiful morning, but it looks like we're going to have rain through the day.
Our window on the world, which just give me enough time to get all the Christmas stuff that's in really good condition. The 830,000 LED lights that we are giving to down to the senior center down in Anderson, Frontier Senior Citizen, and for their shop there that they sell stuff that helps the Frontier Senior Citizen Center. Okay. We're here with Joe Rodola, who is a business advisor for the Northern California Small Business Development Center. And he's the one that if you got questions about this new this grant coming from California. Now, who can apply for that and what are the restrictions or no restrictions?
Yeah, there you go. The Cal Relief Grant was specifically designed for people that had the most severe COVID-19 effects. So the ones that were closed the most, the ones that were truly small, and in those areas of lost revenue that took the greatest hit. And so what happens is rather than these be first come, first serve, like a lot of the other grants were, this one is devised under a scoring. They call it a scoring method. Those that are in geographic areas that were closed the most, those businesses types that were affected the most, as I think I mentioned earlier, we have restaurants and bars and spas and nail places and massage places and those types of places where you have hands-on. Also, if you are a minority-owned, veteran-owned, women-owned business.
Disabled veteran-owned.
A veteran, there we are. As is Carl, that's going to be given priority. And if you're in a rural zone, as classified by the state of California, which the most of the Shasta County is under that rural template, so to speak. So of all the things on that list that we probably aren't the highest on is the amount of closure since we've been in that purple tier and not advised to close again because of our ICU numbers, which is great. So that's the only thing we're not high on the totem pole for.
Okay. So and when you're filling this thing out, they will give you a chance to mark every one of those down there like that.
Exactly.
And that's did you mention rural?
Rural.
Yeah, rural is in there too.
Yes, exactly.
And it's too bad they still don't have those economic zones because some businesses are even in the economic zones, but that was not that was not one of the listings. And I understand to try and keep it from places like Governor Newsom's vineyard, the LA Lakers, the baseball teams, all of these teams who put in for that and got literally hundreds of millions of dollars. But looking at it on the other side, all their games were canceled, or they lost it. But they still had television rights. But a lot of people didn't count on millions of dollars from that too. I can kind of understand that. But then you take a look at the owners who are billionaires, many times over, in many cases that own these teams, and I my heart does not go out to them as much as it does to La Cabana across the street.
Exactly.
Who not only are doing this takeout business, and it's been cut way back, but also lost their home in a fire.
I know.
And parents still in the down there in the hospital. So I look at that, and then I look at the L.A. Lakers, and I find it a travesty. I look at what EDD did, and it's a travesty. And so, it's the fact is there's so many good people out there that were unable to get the grants.
And that, I think, is one of the reasons, although there's a lot more paperwork in this one, obviously, downloading full tax returns, as you mentioned, copy of IDs, proof that you're in business, business licenses, fictitious name statements. at least that will hopefully eliminate the easy possibility of fraud. And that's huge in this particular case because this is money that doesn't have to be paid back.
Yep. Okay.
Well, Joe, if you a takeaway from this morning of, let's say, for the since COVID has been with us, which started really March. For us, it started really in March 11th. We were in San Francisco. Carl surprised me with Hamilton tickets, and we had been hearing things on the radio, but things hadn't closed down until we were actually in San Francisco, dressed with tickets in hand, and that day we'd gone in the hotel, which is a block away, the whole thing. You're glad you're here because tomorrow the pub will close. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, while we're walking around City Hall and going, "Wow, this is cool!" City Hall, people getting married and everything, you know, walking distance. We came back to have dinner, get dressed, and go to the theater, only to have the gate closed. People, security out in front and saying to us, "I'm sorry, the marriage is closed to everything with 1,000 seats or more."
That was in early March.
March 11th.
Wow. Right.
Now, from then on, of course, it's gotten so much worse.
So right. That's why, from my personal memory, I go back to March.
Sure.
For you, you've had to, like, almost reinvent yourself.
Well, we did a little and we didn't. This is interesting, and I know you were affected by this as well because we had a lot of talks back during the car and campfires as well.
Sure.
That, of course, gave us, especially me, a leg up on the disaster loan.
Yes.
Loans and the grants that we originally did. The EIDL, mm-hmm. disaster loan, and the first round of PPP. At least the EIDL was very similar to the car fire loans that we did when we lost income. So the good news is I had some experience. Thank the Lord. Sad that we had to use it again in this kind of frame of mind.
But absolutely. Now, and here's the thing, my friends. We still don't have arms around this. We've got a vaccine, but we don't know, you know, really what's going to happen. I saw a trailer for a movie that said 2025, pandemic is still here. Unfortunately, it's gotten worse. So, that's all I needed to see was that. Right. Okay, to get a hold of Joe, tell people how they can get a hold of you to help with this Cal Grant and the PPP.
Right, and of course they added money to the old EIDL loan. So if anybody didn't apply for the disaster funding for that EIDL loan, 3.75 fixed for 30 years, it's now reactivated, and will go on till 12/31 of this year until money runs out. Crazy.
And that's for the fire victims.
Yeah, that's for fire and loss of revenue. From COVID. So get a hold of us. SBDCSC, 6 letters, SBDCSC.org. Sign up for all of our services are free. All of our webinars are free. All of our seminars are free. And our consulting is free. We're paying for it with our taxes, but you get the idea. So that's the best way. Sign up for service or call us at 530-222-8323.
Now, Joe, you're on the phone. I know I've talked to you a couple of times, to get you on the show here to work out a time. But you're always on phone calls and webinars, it appears.
It's definitely the case. We're always there. Now that we're back from the holiday New Year's, we're going gung-ho.
Okay, so if you've got questions on this, and please, my friends, if you're a small business and you've lost 25% of your last year's income on any one of these three months or that they give you, give Joe a call because you then rate the PPP, and I'm sure that the banks will get back into it again. Cornerstone, of course, was a shining beacon on this and how to do it.
I've heard they'll be involved.
And let's just hope they are. Anyway, okay, Joe, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to see you again.
Good seeing you, buddy.
And Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you.
And when we come back after the news, we've got Shasta College. And
really exciting stuff coming up with Shasta College. Peter Griggs always brings in wonderful people. We're going to talk about transferring and really good stuff. We'll be right back here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Then Trump again. And many Republicans turning their backs on Mr. Trump as he begins his final week behind the Resolute desk.
With pressure mounting for him to resign or be removed from office, the president finds himself increasingly isolated. He's been banned from Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms after last week's assault on the Capitol. Two GOP senators are urging him to leave, and he faces a second impeachment. So far, he remains defiant. On Tuesday, the president will travel to Texas to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration and border wall construction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump ordering flags flown at half-staff at all federal properties, including the White House, in honor of the police officers who died in the aftermath of last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. World Health Organization investigators to be heading to China this week to investigate the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, China has launched its own investigation, and it's a probe that comes with plenty of strings attached.
The AP investigation has identified the government has already handed over hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants to scientists researching the virus's origins in southern China. But the state is monitoring the findings and mandating that the publication of any data or research must be approved by a new task force managed by China's cabinet under direct orders from President Xi Jinping.
That's correspondent Charles Della Desma. The Chicago Teachers Union speaking out against today's partial resumption of classes in the nation's third largest public school system. The union contends coronavirus makes it too dangerous for pre-K and special ed students to go back at this time. The Dow down 98 points. More on these stories. Townhall.com.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? If you're like most, there's a box in your closet of videotapes, film reels, and photos that don't get watched. Worse, they're degrading. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. 10 years ago, we started Legacy Box to help families convert their aging media to digital. Here's how it works. Fill Legacy Box with your camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. We professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drives, or the cloud, ready to watch and share.
Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted home movie and photo digitizer. Over 450,000 families have used Legacy Box, and we've been featured on Good Morning America, Rachel Ray, and The Today Show.
Dust off those recorded moments and preserve your family's history so it can be easily passed down for generations. Experience peace of mind and enjoy reliving the glory days.
Order your Legacy Box today. Visit legacybox.com/lbox for a limited time to get 40% off your order. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 40% off. Legacybox.com/lbox.
As Britain again becomes the epicenter of Europe's COVID-19 outbreak, Prime Minister Boris Johnson facing increasing criticism.
More than 3 million people in the UK have tested positive for the coronavirus and 81,000 have died. 30,000 in just the last 30 days. UK opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer believes this is down to the British government's bad communication.
We've had 9 months of mixed messages from the government. It's really important now that message is out there.
Even with the new lockdown, the medical director of primary care for NHS England, Dr. Nikki Kanani, says the virus is surging throughout Britain.
We could be looking at 1 in 30 people carrying the new variant of COVID, and often people are not symptomatic as well.
Kanani also pointed out that medical staff are at breaking point.
This has been going on for the best part of a year now, and people are exhausted.
Karen Chamas, London.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The Browns take advantage of the mistake-prone Steelers, earning a trip to Kansas City for the AFC Divisional Playoffs.
Cleveland won its first playoff game since 1994, stunning Pittsburgh 48-37 at Heinz Field in the AFC wildcard round. Baker Mayfield passed for 263 yards and 3 scores. Kareem Hunt rushed for 2 touchdowns. With coach Kevin Stefanski absent due to COVID-19, acting head coach Mike Pfeiffer saw his team build a 28-0 lead and his defense force 5 turnovers. Ben Roethlisberger passed for 501 yards and 4 touchdowns, but was intercepted 4 times, as the loss was the 5th in the final 6 games for the once 11-0 Steelers. Josh Roundtree, Pittsburgh.
The Vancouver Canucks canceling training camp practices and workouts with their NHL season set to begin on Wednesday. The Canucks say the decision was made out of an abundance of caution following potential exposure to COVID-19. Wall Street, the Dow down 104 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 11th of January, and Carl Linda Bott here, and the time, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Should I do the weather?
You can't.
All right. All right. So let's talk about.
I just was sitting there thinking, I have a thousand thoughts in my head.
I know you do. And we
None
have.
None of which make any sense.
Well, it's Monday morning. Of course, we've got Shasta College here. We're going to get to our special guests in just one second. But first, let's do a date. Let's do an update on the weather. It looks like it's currently 45 degrees. 59 will be our highs today with patchy frost and mostly sunny. Tonight, chance of rain, then rain likely. Tuesday calls for rain with a high of 52 and overnight lows of 47. Wednesday calls for rain likely, then chance of rain with a high of 57, overnight lows of 47. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 68, and Thursday night 42. As we progress to the weekend, Friday looks like it's sunny, Saturday sunny, Sunday mostly sunny. So we do have some rain ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, second Monday of the month, and Shasta College joins us, and Peter Griggs has set us up with another. It's so interesting. You know, we get people in. That, like he said, you're going to have horticulture.
From Shasta College.
Yeah. What did I say?
No, you said from horticulture, but I mean people from Shasta College.
Shasta College just said horticulture.
Uh-huh.
For an hour.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there thinking.
Not enough time.
I'm thinking it's way too much time. I said, okay, that's a good 15-minute segment. Thanks, Peter. And it turns out that it wasn't enough time. And a young man came in here with his head spiked and stuff. Turns out he's two tours in Afghanistan, and he said, I worked at a real high-pressure business. He says, I did well, but he says, it just wasn't for me. I was stressing and all this, so I took one of those tests that Shasta College gives. It says, where does your true affinity lie? And he says, one was horticulture. So I went to the horticulture class, and I've never looked back. He says,
wow.
I still have that. He says, I was looking for leadership that I could not find in the business community. It was there at the college, the leadership in the horticultural area. He said, of course, I overdo things. They wanted me to plant, I think it was 50 tomato plants, and I planted 1,000 or something, you know, some huge number. He says, we got a lot of tomatoes this year. But what I'm getting at was every time Peter's in the room here, so I can make him blush and all that. I got that red and green because he's wearing a green mask, so he looks like Christmas.
Shasta College, but speaking of points, you weren't speaking of the horticulture and the nursery. We went this year and we didn't get a Christmas tree, but what we did for us, for clients, is we went and bought I think 20 some poinsettias out of Shasta College, and I love telling the story everywhere I dropped it off was these were grown by Shasta College as seedlings. And everybody went, oh, I said, no, I just didn't go to Safeway and buy a poinsettia. These were homegrown. And it just added to an element of such the local flavor. And speaking of local flavor, with us is the counselor and transfer director, Daniel Valdivia. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so we also have on the phone one of the students that is going to, that's a big star out at Shasta College and is going to be transferring and telling you all this about it. It's Pranav Patel. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Wonderful.
Are we close on the pronunciation of your name?
Yes, that was perfect.
Oh, it was?
Wonderful.
Oh, great.
Well, shall we start with Daniel and tell us a little bit about yourself first and how long you've been at the college and how did you come out working there and what your department does?
Sure. Great. So I'm local to Reading. I'm Born and raised here, and I went to Enterprise High School, and then I went to Shasta College after that. And Shasta was a kind of a given for me, mainly because I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do exactly with a career. I had an idea for what major I wanted to go into. Well, my dad also worked there, too. He was a Spanish professor who worked there for many, many years, Salvador Valdivia. And kind of a given for me to go there. I was like, I was always on campus, you know, as a young child, and I just felt natural to be there.
And when he was a teenager, he was looking at the older college girls.
And he could speak in Spanish and say things, and they were trying, you know, you could be a good tutor.
Exactly. So it worked out really well for me. And then I transferred to Chico State and got my bachelor's degree and then eventually a master's degree. But I didn't quite know what I wanted to do in terms of a career until much after I finished my bachelor's degree. So I was fortunate to have the ability to go to Shasta, and it was at, of course, a very affordable rate, and I didn't have to pay, you know, tons of money to go to a university where I'm trying to figure it out. And so it worked out really well in that way.
Sometimes people don't realize that, you know, or parents don't realize that their kids really don't know what they want to do. I mean, there are those exceptions. I don't know what I want to do. So they go off to college. An exception like is my granddaughter. She knows she wants to be a nurse, so she went to the school with this nursing. But in that first year or two, it takes before you kind of like things kind of jump for
yourself.
You. And going to a community college will save tens of thousands of dollars, or can save tens of thousands
well,
of
you
dollars.
Find yourself. You're true.
Where you find out, okay, you know what? I really do like horticulture, or I really like robotics or information technology. And then from there, you can kind of then specialize on the school that you want to go to.
Exactly.
So community college is just a great way of finding yourself.
And so with Pranav, I'm going to flip around you with Pranav. You're there, right, buddy?
Yes.
Okay. So you're on today because were you one of the students that is transferred? And have you worked with Danielle? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I started seeing Danielle actually my first semester I went to college. I believe that was in 2018. And I saw him every single semester, and I had actually no idea what I wanted to do. At the beginning, it was pre-law, and then it changed to business. And then as I took a few more classes, getting to know what I, you know, wanted to do, I found myself actually really liking the accounting classes. And so Daniel was helping me choose all of the classes I really needed from Shasta College to be able to transfer out to 8 different universities. And so eventually I did settle on Chico State, the local nearby CSU. But having those classes, pretty much all of my general ed completed as well as a few other classes really helped me. Because now I don't have to take them. And like you were saying earlier on how affordable it was, I believe I paid $41.50 for every single semester I was there.
Well, boy, I bet that was a burden.
Is that because you got, did they help you with scholarships?
So it was a college promise grant. It's known as a few different names. It's tuition waiver, BOG fee, and the college promise grant. It waives your first 2 years for free. So if you're coming out of high school, or I believe if you just, you know, never been to college and you want to start, you can get awarded that. And that will pay for all of your tuition costs, no matter how many units you take, and then you would just pay the $41.50.
Wow. How wonderful. And so what we're talking about is that you got, you were able, and that's something that Peter was talking about, too, is scholarships. Because, again, as you're trying to get out, when you're out of high school, we do have to take a break. Stay with us, Pranav, because we have more questions for you. We're here with Daniel Valdivia and Pranav Patel from Shasta College. We're talking about transferring. We have the counselor and transfer center director, as well as one of the students, about all the things that Shasta College can afford you, especially at a time right now when perhaps we don't even know if we want to go to college, COVID, you name it. We're in this weird place and trying to find out ourselves and how we really want to spend our future.
Okay, and this portion of the show was brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, when the last PPP came out, Cornerstone Community Bank was a shining beacon when it came to helping people and keeping businesses open, getting people paid. Well, the PPP has started again. And again, I can't help but believe that Cornerstone Community Bank will be ready for it again and helping people. And it wasn't just their customers. It was other banks sending their customers to Cornerstone to help out. And they did just a magnificent job. They are still moving dreams forward during these troubled times. Two locations in town at 192 Hartnell Avenue. We're in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 1845 California Street, right down the street from us. And, of course, for our friends in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages with Shasta College, 43 degrees out there, 8:15 in the morning here on the 11th of January.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.,
our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and women of vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show.
8:19 in the morning, 43 degrees out there on the 11th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, it's a veteran-owned business that gives haircuts. And gives discounts for, of course it gives haircuts, it's a barbershop, but it gives discounts for seniors and veterans.
And not just one hair.
And not just one hair, it's all of them. And if you're semi-bald, they will still give you haircuts.
That's right, they'll work it, they'll massage it.
Phone number there is 244-9478. They work on appointments only. And but they've been doing that for well before COVID started. But you go in there, disposable drapes, it's absolutely safe in there. You don't have to worry about catching something except a great haircut. The only place I've had my haircut since I've lived in Redding, California. Man's last stronghold. Ah, yeah. That's one of the reasons I've had my haircut in the only place in Redding, California is Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, Linda, back to you.
Well, we're here with our Shasta College moment.
Wait for, let me read the commercial.
And we're here with, of course, Daniel Valdivia, counselor and transfer center director. And on the phone is Pranav Patel, who's a Shasta College student. At the break, Pranav, we were talking about
talking about you.
And where did you go to school, and how did you decide during school? I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting when you talked about pre-law. You know, give us a little bit further back about your history and growing up, and how'd you go there?
Of course. My parents recently moved to Red Bluff about 7 years ago now, and I enrolled in Red Bluff High School, and, you know, they had a plethora of classes and a lot to do with reading and understanding things at a little bit higher level, and I really enjoyed that. And I believe they call those college prep classes. And so I actually got the chance to take a few dual enrollment classes. So while at high school, I took some college classes as well and got credit for both. At Red Bluff High School, that's actually where I was first introduced to Shasta College and actually all the great things that they have there that that I thought I really could have utilized. And so I wasn't too sure on what I wanted to do, but law seemed pretty great. My uncle, he is a lawyer, and, you know, he seemed like he enjoyed what he wanted to do. And I also had an internship a few summers ago at a law firm, and I really liked what they were doing. You know, it was mostly because firm was really people-sided, and they try to help people as much as they can, and that's kind of just what I wanted to do.
Okay. Thanks, Pranav. Daniel, you know, one of the things that if you go to a community college for 2 years, at the end of the second year, you're going to do something. So you don't think about it, but the transfer center is a very important part of a community college.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what kind of things do you do for a student that's finishing up, getting ready to finish up their second year?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The transfer process can look different to a lot of different students. For the student that's coming out of high school that already has college credits, they may not be there for 2 years. They might be there for a shorter amount of time. For a student who's, say, an engineering major or a science major, sometimes it takes longer than 2 years. So everyone's path looks a little bit different, especially if they're changing majors. But to kind of answer your question, typically what we do is we assist the students with applying to the schools, because applying to the schools can be really stressful. The application process can take, you know, an hour or two per school. And we assist them with financial aid and making sure that they're applying for scholarships and understanding the financial aid process. And so when they get accepted to that school, they are getting an offer that comes along with it. So those are probably the key main steps. And then following up with the application process, because it doesn't end after you just apply. You still have to send transcripts, and you have to go to orientation, and there's different things you have to do after you're accepted. And so a lot of students, you know, they're first-time students in college, they're first-generation college students. We have a lot of first-generation college students, and no one's told them the process. They don't understand what to do and when to do it. So we're, for many students, reminding them and making sure they're going through those steps so they don't miss something crucial to keep them from going to that university? Because that happens quite often, actually, where students just don't know, and what you don't know can hurt you sometimes.
So, Pranav, you said something, it conjured up a thought for me why Daniel was talking, that you applied for how many schools?
I applied for 8
universities.
Kind of all, yes, ma'am, all around California.
In California?
Yes.
And why did you decide to try to stay just in state?
So, going from a community college, there's this program called, I believe, the Blue and Gold, where at UCs, your tuition is waived if you make, I think it's under around 70,000 or less. Might be a little bit off of that number. But I had a really great chance of getting that kind of program.
Wow.
And so that's kind of why I really wanted to stay in California. But also my family is pretty close in California, and I didn't want to leave too far.
Good. Do you come from a large family, or do you just are super tight?
Yeah, it's not too large. We're just a little bit tight, and we want to make sure we're all in driving distance at least.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Makes us happy to hear that, because family's everything.
Daniel, when should the students be starting to transfer or starting to apply to transfer?
Yeah, so good question.
I mean, they're not waiting to the, look, here's my diploma. Uh-oh, where am I going?
You know, oftentimes we talk about transfer, we talk about having 60 credits from your community college prior to transfer, and that's usually when you want to go to another California public school. So it really depends. Like if you want to go to a Southern Oregon school in Ashland, there's Southern Oregon University, or you want to go to a private school, any private or out-of-state schools, you don't have to have 60 credits to transfer. However, to keep your California public schools option, and we're a California public institution, so we have a lot of agreements and communication with our other public California schools, the California State and the University of California system, we encourage students to consider those schools because there's a lot of financial aid out there for those schools because they're state schools. And so generally speaking, we want students to have around 60 credits. But if you want to go out of state or private, then you might not need 60 credits. So it really depends on what you're interested in terms of your schools of transfer.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about some of those programs because Pranav was talking about the Blue and Gold and staying in the state. And I think for our listeners, there are some highlights here that we should cover this morning to talk about for those people who are looking like they're thinking, I don't know if I have the time or we don't have the money, those kinds of things, of how you can get an advanced degree and it can be affordable. So let's cover those subjects when we get back. Okay, Daniel and Carl, this portion of the show has been brought to you by...
Thank you, honey. Estate Granite. Mike Huber. Mike Huber does a great job. You know what? This is the kind of guy you allow into your house, and you can just leave for 3 days while he does all the work, give him the key to your house. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about the art of making your kitchen beautiful. He's got an artist eye.
And trust and integrity.
And he does incredibly good work. Now, this is Mike Huber from Estate Granite. It's a veteran-owned business. He guarantees his work. People are extremely happy that they've chosen Mike at Estate Granite to do the upgrades to their houses, which many people are doing now. They're not moving. They're just upgrading in their houses. He works by appointment only. So to set up a consultation, you give him a call at 241-STONE. Or look up estategranite.com online and give Mike a call. He is a true supporter of our local community, our local businesses, and our veterans, of course. We'll be right back after these messages.
Chains. No one can change your life except for you. You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room's in here, just all abuzz with things that are going on in the world. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Jeannie Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. She has been helping seniors, families, business owners, and veterans for the entire time. She has two different divisions under her roof there, the insurance division and then the financial division, which is in financial investments. They can look at your investments you have now. Are they where you want to be? Can they be tweaked a little bit? And for you, when you know, for your retirement down the line here. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can give her a call at 221-0441. We have insurance with Maxwell Insurance because we thoroughly, thoroughly trust Judy and her team. Okay, we're here with Shasta College and our friend with the transfer.
Daniel Valdivia, who is a counselor and transfer Center Director, and on the phone is Pranav Patel, who's the Shasta, a Shasta College student, a premier. And we love hearing your story, and are going to ask you a few more questions here in just a minute. But first, we were talking at the break with Daniel regarding programs. I know, Pranav, you had talked about the blue and gold program within California. Let's segue into a couple other programs that we have within Shasta College. Just a few, because I know there's several. We could take a whole hour and talk about just the programs of a student who is trying to be qualified, transferring, how they're covered, where they go. So, Daniel, can you share with us some of that information?
Sure, sure. I'll start off with the blue and gold, since Pranav was talking about that. It's a University of California program, so there's 9 UC campuses in the system. Davis is our closest, and there's Berkeley, for example, and UCLA. There's 9 of them. And if you qualify for the blue and gold program, which you have to, family income has to be under $80,000 mm-hmm. currently. So if your family makes under $80,000, then your tuition at any of those UC campuses will be covered by the UC system. And that's a savings of nearly $13,000 a year in tuition. So a great opportunity for students to get a free tuition at a premier institution. And, you know, UC system, those are top public universities in the nation, mm-hmm. as many of them are,
yes.
top tens. So that's one of the great programs. And in fact, if a student comes to Shasta College, you can actually get guaranteed admission into one of those UC campuses. There's 6 of them that guarantee admission to them if you go to a community college first, California Community College. And if you get certain GPA and credits completed, you can get guaranteed admission into one of those campuses.
Now, scholarships and grants that you get over at Shasta College, do they transfer over to a 4-year university?
Yeah, a lot of them can move on over to your university after you transfer. And we encourage students to apply for scholarships every semester. A lot of students think you just can only apply for them, like, your last semester at Shasta. Like, you can actually be applying for them every semester. There's some available in the fall and the spring.
Well, some of them you have to reapply every year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On that, too. So, yep. I mean, you can't, just because you got it 1 year doesn't mean that you just write it over.
Well, see, this is valuable information, because I recall when I was in high school, I graduated a year early, and I went into show business, but still, I really wanted to go to UCLA. And I was thinking back in my era of what it was to – I never had this kind of information. It might have been something that could have perhaps swayed the course of my life, but, you know, of course, I would never trade anything for the past, because it's all been a culmination of great stuff. But thinking back on this kind of vital information for anybody listening that perhaps have kids that are at home, homeschooling, trying to figure out where they're going to go. Let's talk about this, the COVID, whether you're coming on campus now or not, and what are your choices with that, Daniel?
Yeah, currently there are only a few select classes that are available in person. A lot of the classes that, you know, are very hands-on, such as welding, auto. There's some medical programs that are in person, but the majority of the classes are online right now. And so some students appreciate that, and it's helpful for them to be online, and other students are, you know, honestly, some of them, they struggle with it a little bit. But there's a lot of resources out there, and in fact, maybe even Pranav can tell you a little bit more about the tutoring that we offer for students, even online, that we are now offering, we have been offering.
Okay, well, I wanted to follow that up with Pranav. Pranav, the you know, part of the school, first of all, what year are you there?
So I actually transferred from Shasta College.
Oh, okay. You already left.
Just this last year.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And you're at, I'm sure you're
currently?
I am currently at Chico State.
Okay, that's right. You did say that early on. All right.
Well, let's just ask from Chico State, because my granddaughter is going to college. She lives in a dorm down in New Mexico, and she has yet to go to a class except for some labs because of nurse, you know, chemistry lab. How is distance education working for you?
It is working. I understand.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. It what?
Oh, no worries.
It's not working.
It is working.
Oh, it is working. Okay.
Yes. So professors are doing their best, you know, with the resources they have. I believe most of the schools are utilizing Zoom. It's kind of like an online free video chatting website that they can teach their classes and students can participate and learn. Of course, you know, it's very easy for a student to turn off their cameras, turn off their mics, and not really pay attention. But if, you know, if you have the incentive and you have the drive and you really do want to, you know, make something out of, you know, if you're paying for your tuition or your degree, you stick with it. You know, you participate in the classes. The professors are more than willing to help you, especially right now because they know some students get a little bit more confused. Sometimes things can't get explained as great. But it's still very doable, you know. You know, the books, the homework, none of it changes. Just the way the professor's teaching. But still, some professors are really cool, and they record their own lectures. So that way you can go back and rewatch it, relearn it, and especially great for when you take tests.
Do you ever get a chance to talk to your fellow students?
I do. So some of the students that I meet over Zoom, we create student groups. So such as like my finance class, it's not a requirement to have student groups or, you know, help each other. However, you know, we take each other's numbers aside or emails and we say, hey, when are you free? And then we'll all sit down, of course, separate locations. But we'll all sit down on a Zoom call together and do our homework or, you know, study for the test.
So they're study groups. They're just online. I mean, college students have had study groups for centuries that they get together to try and figure out what the professor said. So you're doing the same thing except online with each other.
Yes.
Okay. Daniel, the college experience that freshmen are having this year is nothing like the college experience that we've all had. Do you think that's going to have an impact, a negative impact on them if we don't get people back to school?
That's a great question. I think there, for a percentage of students, it's been difficult for them, you know, going to the online format only. A lot of people, you know, everyone learns differently. And some people learn better online, and some people learn better with an actual person in front of you. So it's tough to say. I'm hopeful that students are going to not get discouraged by having to be forced to do online only, and they're going to continue coming back, especially because, you know, our instructors at Shasta College are by far the best instructors I've dealt with. I've gone to school for quite a bit, and even at my universities and graduate school, some of my favorite instructors were Shasta College instructors. And I'm not just saying that because my dad was an instructor there, my sociology instructor, Joe Vargas, he was actually my favorite instructor, and he's the reason why I went into sociology as a minor. So it's the profound impact that our instructors have that I think brings students back. And all the support programs and support staff, of course, contribute to that. But I would encourage students to keep pushing and getting through this, and I feel like it'll be worth it in the end because you're going to get to have that instruction in person if you choose to. Hopefully very soon. We'll see.
Our guest is Daniel Valdivia, counselor and transfer center director, and Pranav Patel, who just graduated from Shasta College and is over at Chico, talking about the not just going to school, but then after you've done your 2 years, what do you do then? And it needs to be started early. If you stay in the blue and gold type program they have, where you can go to another California college, all of your credits are going to transfer. That would have transferred anyway. You get any of the financial aid that you've gotten at Shasta College started there will move with you as long as you keep the application process going. And it's a good way to save money in the first 2 years while you're figuring out what you want to do and where you want to go with your career like that. Pranav said that he wanted to, you know, he was in pre-law and that's something that he was able to prepare for then transfer to Chico. And then Pranav, you've also got, we got to take a break, but then you've got like, what, another 12 years of school after that? What?
Not necessarily. I know, you know, I was interested in pre-law. Things are kind of changing for me now.
Now it's pre-med, right? It's pre-med?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
it was, pre-med, pre-law, it's the same stuff, right? I mean, oh, I saw that in Animal House.
A lot of reading. But it's more on the business side for me now. Like finance and accounting, that's what I'm majoring in at Chico State, and that's actually one of the degrees I graduated with from Shasta. So.
Okay. All right. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is one of the finest places you're going to find to learn and to get your initial CCW, but then your follow-ons, too. When you recertify, you know, of course, over 11,000 CCW holders here in Shasta County, and Northern Firearms Instruction is premier instruction company here. In fact, it's one of the largest in California, if not the largest, teaching in over 44 different locations, whether it's CCW or advanced pistol or rifle, shotgun, or even unarmed defense. All of this is found at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps.
These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room is up and running. Today it's a chat room. It gets on its own. They go their own way,
they go their own way. Coffee clatch.
Yeah, and the... And so the weather today and for the rest of the week?
Well, it's going to be 59 today, patchy frost and mostly sunny. Tonight calls for a chance of rain around 43 tonight. Tomorrow is rainy as well with a high of 52 and overnight lows of 47. Wednesday calls for a chance of rain with a high of 57 and overnight lows of 47. Sunny, looks like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, sunny. So we do have some rain ahead of us, and that's the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, we're here with Daniel of Valdivia. Divia?
Tell me again. Five times you said your name in different ways. Okay. So we pronounced it just every way you could.
It's all good. Valdivia.
Valdivia. Okay. Valdivia. And then Pranav Patel, who is a student that was at Shasta College and just transferred out, and we're talking to Daniel because he's not only a counselor, but he also heads up the transfer center, which in every community college is so important. To make sure that the students get to the next level up, if that's what they want. Now, what are the majors in the colleges that you see the most transferring to?
Great question. Yeah, so because we have so many agreements with California public universities, because we're a California public institution too, you'll find that a lot of them are California state universities, like Chico. Chico's actually our number one school of transfer. Not just because of its location does help, but it's also a premier California State University. Simpson University, right here in Redding, is our number two. Sacramento State, or CSU Sacramento, Humboldt State, UC Davis is on the top 10. National University, which is local. Then we look at Southern Oregon, actually, in Ashland, not too far from here. So those are some of our top schools, and then. In terms of majors, psychology is and business administration are probably our top two most common majors. But you see nursing and liberal arts or liberal studies and communication disorders is actually up there too. But yeah, psychology and business, I would say, are probably the most common ones.
And so you got your degree or at Shasta College, Pranav, was business. Is that correct?
Yes, I got actually two degrees from Shasta. It was one in business and one in social science.
Okay, so you kind of gave yourself a starting place. So when you went over for your last 2 years into being able to make your mind up, have you ever thought about education as a major?
It might have crossed my mind. I did take a whole range of classes, you know, just to see if I liked a little bit more of one versus another. So I think I took an education class. I'm not too sure. But after taking the kind of the accounting classes at Shasta College, I kind of found what I wanted to do, and I kind of just stuck with that path.
Were you well prepared at Shasta College for your next step?
I believe so. I actually learned a lot at Shasta College, especially the different programs they have, like EOPS, TRIO, PACE, you know, Student Government, UMOJA. I was part of a lot of those, and I learned a lot of, like, responsibility skills, exactly how to get resources, how to get, you know, scholarships, how to apply for things, you know, and do things by myself. Of course, if I needed help, I could have, but I've learned a lot of valuable skills.
Okay. So the value of study skills and setting goals was something you learned in your first 2 years.
It was. Shasta College also has a really, really, really nice library. It has, you know, loud sections and quiet sections. And what I did was I spaced my classes out so at least I'd have an hour between my classes to go in and actually study for my classes or do the homework. And that skill has just carried on to Chico State. So I do the same thing, although we're online. I plan my classes out, but I always make sure I have time to either, you know, view my homework, reread yesterday's notes, or something like that.
What's your favorite aspect of being a student?
I think it's learning how many resources there are out there for students. So I'm not just talking financial aid. Many clubs, organizations, even people. There's so many people out there willing to help you, but students don't realize that. And that's where I learned at Shasta College. Like, every employee, no matter who, what department, they're always willing to help you. You know, they're not going to know you're there unless, you know, you say something. So if I was to recommend anything to students, it's, you know, don't be afraid to ask. No one is going to make fun of you. They just want to help you. They just want you to succeed.
Hey, Daniel, so the people that matriculate through Shasta College, your bottom line is that you get them ready for that next step up. And is that, do you believe, is in every teacher's mindset that they know is that, hey, I'm not going to see this guy for, I'll see him for 2 years, this student for 2 years, but in reality, I'm getting them ready for their next step in life.
Yeah, I think so. From every department and instructors as well, they're preparing students for potential transfer, next career, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, I get students coming back after they've completed their degree, bachelor's degree, and they're telling us that, you know, you guys prepared us really well for my next level. And it's just a testament to, you know, our instructors and our programs and our staff.
Okay. We've been here with Daniel Valadiva, who is the Transfer Center Director, and Pranav Patel, who graduated.
Valdivia.
And who graduated. He's over at Chico State. Thank you so much for joining us today, Pranav.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
And good luck to you and with all of your dreams and ambitions.
Yeah, call us in 2 years. Call us in
wishes.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, call us in 2 years and say that, hey, this is what I did. And
love to follow what you're doing, buddy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And Peter Griggs, as usual, thank you for setting us up with another great, great interview about what goes on at Shasta College, our community college here. The whole thing on this is preparing our well, not just the young, but the not so young for that next step in their life and taking the responsibility of wanting to take that next step, whether it's a 2-year associate's degree or a 4-year college degree or a master's, a PhD. It all starts right here, right there at Shasta College. Tomorrow we're going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center will join us with the latest on what's happening in our COVID battles that are going on, and also Turtle Bay with the update of the
Christmas lights.
Oh, the Garden of Lights. I mean, they had to extend it for 4 days. They had so many people.
That was a real hit.
It was. And I would love to be able to see, and I'm sure that we can find out.
When maybe, are there any fistfights broke out there? I doubt it.
Well, I'm going to find out just what kind of impact it had on our economy here during this tough times with the COVID, about bringing people in and the thoughts for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, have a good day. And it is another grueling 2 hours put into the archives.
Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us this morning and listening, and Jared at the helm.
And it is the good guys against the bad guys. Would you? Back down.
Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.